Blog Talk Radio.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
It's your boy Zadok, man. The God Hop MC. A.K.A. Mental, representing the ministry in Buffalo, New York. God Hop, remember that. It's the name of the movement, man. This world ain't never seen war like when the Lord reigns war. Brothers in jail with no commissary in the cage. My parakeets and canaries for the drums and the guns that they carry. Brothers in jail with no commissary in the cage. My parakeets and canaries for the drums and the guns that they carry. Some is murderers and rapists. Some brothers for capers, others is racist. And some is running from warrants and pending cases. Police chases, cats on the corner with new faces for new faces. All this going on for these papers. All these concrete acres, same land where they enslaved us. And set up the system that would eventually degrade us. God made us. We was the greatest among the nations. Nobody could compare. Now we just wanna be thugs and players. Something wrong here. Sometimes I feel like I don't belong here. I try to do right, but it's like Satan is strong here. I took a Nazarite vow and grew long hair. Sanctify myself to God.
Hold on. DJ Screechy. Scratch on your ones and twos, and y'all know how it go. What's crackling? You're now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, man. You're listening to Arrows of Truth going off like that, man. And we running that back. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord brings war.
It's your boy Zadok, man. The God Hop MC, a.k.a. Mental, representing the ministry in Buffalo, New York. God Hop, remember that. It's the name of the movement, man. This world ain't never seen war like when the Lord reigns war. Brothers in jail with no commissary in the cage. My parakeets and canaries for the drums and the guns that they carry. Brothers in jail with no commissary in the cage. My parakeets and canaries for the drums and the guns that they carry. Some is murderers and rapists. Some brothers for capers, others is racist. And some is running from warrants and pending cases. Police chases, cats on the corner with new faces for new faces. All this going on for these papers. All these concrete acres, same land where they enslaved us. And set up the system that would eventually degrade us. God made us. We was the greatest among the nations. Nobody could compare. Now we just wanna be thugs and players. Something wrong here. Sometimes I feel like I don't belong here. I try to do right, but it's like Satan is strong here. I took a Nazarite vow and grew long hair. Sanctify myself to God so I be down when he come for the strong here. If the righteous barely make it, where would the wicked appear? Serving the God, asking he who has an ear, let him hear. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Read the scripture for what the Lord has got in store. No, we never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Y'all never seen war like when it's all bring war. We dealing with the same gods who flooded earth before. Y'all never seen war like when it's all bring war. No, we never seen war like when it's all bring war.
I love God.
I love God. And that's for my heart playing my part, flashing lights in the dark. Some men don't have a clock, cause this earth has never been taught. His brother stepped out of the ark in the days of Noah. We never prayed Jehovah. Instead, we learned the ways of the Cobra. Man's days is over. Keep your mind sober. So when it happens, you know what? The cat's ready for heaven to push back like a scroll in the roll up. People like, hold up, what this dude talking about? Dark sentences, ancient parables, godly miracles. Forever spiritual, immortal general. Forget rocket ice, holding my genitals. Posing like criminal individuals. Men is raw, my son gone, it's terrible. Forget selling my soul. I'm already brought with a price through the sacrifice to the Christ who gave up his life for the righteous. The most mightiest spirit dwelling inside of us. Got the one disciple, false prophets run at the sight of us. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Read the scripture for what the Lord has got in store. No, we never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. We dealing with the same God who flooded earth before. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. No, we never seen war like when the Lord bring war. When you living in darkness, men can be heartless. And wicked thoughts is all that will live inside your conscience. Man, you better be cautious. Those who hunger for knowledge will eat the living bread and never get nauseous. But God come attack the earth, so cast them wish they never had a birth. Turn your mouth to a frown if you had a smirk. That evil attitude gon' have you hurt. Oh, you feeling mighty? The Lord will show you that you nothing but ash and dirt. He bring an apocalypse, you better watch your lips. Your God is merciful, but now we about to rock the flip. Like Jesus went in the temple, got mad and then pulled out the whip. Started beating money changers, showed you he's not a whip. Yeah, it's the time for grace, but when he show his face, the sea evaporates and continents will move out of place. Why they wait from aliens from outer space? I'm waiting for God Almighty, Creator, Savior of the entire race. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Read the scripture for what the Lord has got in store. No, we never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. We dealing with the same God who flooded earth before. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. No, we never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Yeah, y'all. That's all for now, man. I hope y'all accept my brand of the ministry. And if not, then I hope that God accepts it. You know what I'm saying? Peace to all the New Jersey saints coming from your brothers and sisters in Buffalo, New York. Sons of the King, Christ Records, More Than Conquerors. Get at me on Facebook. Zadok, Z-A-Y-D-O-K. Zadok, the God Hop MC, baby. Find me on Facebook. Peace in the name of Jesus. Your boy Zadok, man. The God Hop MC, aka Mental, representing the ministry in Buffalo, New York. God Hop, remember that. The name of the movement, man. This world ain't never seen war like when the Lord brings war. Brothers in jail with no commissary in the cage, like parakeets and canaries for the drums and the guns that they carry. Brothers in jail with no commissary in the cage, like parakeets and canaries for the drums and the guns that they carry. Some is murderers and rapists, some brothers for capers, others is racist, and some is running from warrants and pending cases. Police chases, cats on the corner with two faces for new faces. All this going on for these papers, all these concrete acres, same land where they enslaved us and set up the system that would eventually degrade us. God made us, we was the greatest among the nations. Nobody could compare. Now we just wanna be thugs and players. Something wrong here. Sometimes I feel like I don't belong here. I try to do right, but it's like Satan is strong here. I took a Nazarite vow and grew long hair. Sanctify myself to God so I be down when he come for the strong here. If the righteous barely make it, where would the wicked appear? Serving the God, asking he who has an ear, let him hear. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Read the scripture for what the Lord has got in store. No, we never seen war like when the Lord bring war. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. We dealing with the same God who flooded earth before. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war. No, we never seen war like when the Lord bring war.
I love God.
I love God. And that's for my heart playing my part, flashing lights in the dark. Some men don't have a clock, cause this earth has never been taught. His brother stepped out of the ark in the days of Noah. We never prayed Jehovah. Instead, we learned the ways of the Cobra. Man's days is over. Keep your mind sober. So when it happens, you know what? The cat's ready for heaven to push back like a scroll in the roll up. People like, hold up, what this dude talking about? Dark sentences, ancient parables, godly miracles. Forever spiritual, immortal general. Forget rocket ice, holding my genitals. Posing like criminal individuals. Men is raw, my son gone, it's terrible. Forget selling my soul. I'm already brought with a price through the sacrifice to the Christ who gave up his life for the righteous. The most mightiest spirit dwelling inside of us. Got the one disciple for us. Prophets run at the sight of us. Y'all never seen war like when the Lord bring war.
What's crackling, man? We up in here, y'all know that. I never seen war like when the Lord bring war. No, I'm talking about, man. Yes, sir. God got this. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. You know what I mean? Today's topic, God got this. Coming in here already amped up, turned up, already off the rip. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know how it's been to go today, man. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out. Much love to everybody that's listening, man. You know what I'm talking about? I never seen war like what the Lord praise war. You know what I'm talking about? That's the one who's going to crush this satanic system, this evil influence that's seeming to have a grip on God's human creation, man. You know what I'm talking about? We already helped up. Check Young G, as long as God give to me. What up, King? Mike, check. What it is, King?
Mike, check. 1212, man.
Yeah.
What going on, King? How you feeling, man?
Man, you hear me, man. I'm turned up to the max.
I see.
Yes, sir.
I see,
yes,
man. I ain't never seen war like when the Lord bring war, man. You know what I'm saying? Like my homie was saying in that song, you know, like Christ when he went up in the temple and made them whips and started beating the money changers,
yes,
man. Like
right.
God got an angry side, man. And he just, you know, I've been up early, man, just in my word, man, just seeking for encouragement, man. And, you know, God just began to show me things in his word, and he began to show me, you know what I mean, the promises that he made, the promises he fulfilled, though he didn't fulfill it, you know, the ones he made a promise to, he fulfilled it through the descendants, and it was just amazing, man. So, you know, God had promised our ancestors that he was going to bring war to them and avenge the suffering of his people, you know, and you know, God is, you know what it is, man, he got this. God,
yes, sir.
He
God,
gonna
God,
pop it off,
God,
man. He gonna pop him in the mouth right
here,
man. You know?
Hallelujah. You know how it going, man. Yes, sir. We up in here, man. Before we go further, man, let's go ahead and open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you most of all for your love. Thank you for your encouragement day to day. Thank you for your presence. Father, let your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, Father. We now decrease so that you may increase in us. Have your way, Father. Pray that you water the seed that will be planted today, Father. Let it produce a great harvest for your kingdom. Use us mightily in your army, Father, and for your glory. Let your will be done. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Please be pleased with our praise. Because we know, in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, crank this thing up, man. Hold on. What's going on? Yeah. Man, we finna kick the broadcast off real good, man. Y'all already see. Bear with me 1 second, man. One second, two, three, four. Yeah, man. Trying to change up my theme music right quick. You know what I'm saying? Got a whole bunch of stuff going on around here. But yeah, like I said, God got this. Y'all better believe that. Better know that, man. Mm-hmm. Hanging out the window on me. Hitting Satan with these missiles, man. He thought he was building up something. About to knock your whole goddamn building down. And get him. Oh, you done built a little fort, huh? Yes, sir. You think you done built a little fort? What? Yes, sir. About to hang out the window and hit him with these missiles, man. God got this, man. We finna start off like this, man. Black folks, I gotta talk to y'all right quick. Yes, sir. Let me tell you this right quick and right now. black folks. White folks are not your superior. Yeah, I repeat. Black folks. Wait. I don't think they hear me. Let me get your attention and have your attention, please. Yes, sir. Like I said, we kicking it off like this. Black folks, first of all, we're going to say this. White folks are not your superior. Quit looking at white folks or at the white man as your superior. You know what I'm saying? God is your superior. If you're looking at white folks or anybody as your superior, which is human just like you, but if you're looking at anybody as your superior, you can't be looking at God as your superior. God is the Almighty, man. White folk got you calling the dollar the Almighty, huh? Uh-huh. But like I said, man, black folks, white folks are not your superior, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. I ain't prejudiced or nothing. What we do is address these real issues, so I ain't apologizing for Jack. You know what I'm talking about? So anyway, now that we got that said, let's go ahead and jump into this. Yeah! Boston Marathon bombings. Two brothers killed three. Injured 265 others. Killed three. Injured 265 others. Plus they killed one police with gunfire. One of the brothers was shot and killed in that gunfire. And one was arrested. All right? Hold on. Comparing and contrasting something right quick, all right? Dark Knight movie theater shooting in Colorado. Yeah, Dark Knight, the movie theater shooting in Colorado. Killed 12. Killed 12 humans. Ranging in ages from 6 years old. This dude shot a 6-year-old little girl, killed a 6-year-old little girl in the movie theater. So, killed 12 humans ranging from the age of, an age range from 6 to 51. I'm talking about this idiot used tear gas, two canisters of tear gas, an AR-15 rifle, 12-gauge shotgun, had two pistols, he used one of them, he killed 12, injured 58, goes for the insanity plea. I mean, he was arrested, though. He was arrested. And I said all that to say this. That's when you use gunfire, police. I should have to tell you how to do your job, you know what I'm saying? Protect and serve the innocent. You know what I'm talking about? This is when you use gunfire. You don't just shoot unarmed young black males, man. Just because you don't like them and you train and taught to hate them. Rest in peace. Honor God, Oscar Grant. You know, the police shot him in the back. He was at the New York train station waiting for the train. Wasn't doing no crime, but shot him in the back. He hit the ground. The police kept shooting. Unarmed. Young black male. 22. Rest in peace, honor guard Trayvon Martin. Y'all know the story. Rest in peace, Jordan Davis. Loud music. Rest in peace, honor guard Michael Brown. Ferguson, 2014. Yeah. And it's just to name a few. And their killers weren't even charged with murder. Yeah. Their killers weren't even charged with murder, man. And most of their killers is, you got, among those killers, you got a few police and wannabe police. USA, under Satan's authority. The killers of these young black males weren't justly charged. Liberty and justice for all, huh? They saying it, but not displaying it. USA, under Satan's authority with all these hate crimes. But guess what? God still got this. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real. With that being said, like I said, black folks, snap out this crap, man. Snap up out of that Willie Lynch mentality that done been passed down from generation to generation. We see, I told you last week, we Generation X is about this thing from my homie Genesis. You know what I'm talking about? We Generation X is about this thing. So black folks, and snap out of it. white folks are not your superior. You know what I'm talking about? God is your superior. Ain't nobody on this earth superior to anybody. You know what I'm talking about? It's a level of respect. I can see that. But, you know, ain't nobody Lord but God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the Lord Jesus, the Christ. Yeah, we crunk up in this thing, man. Psalms 37, man. Psalms 37, man. I'm talking about amped up. Amped up. Hey, Genesis. Young G. Long as God, give it to me. Mic check.
I'm here. Mic check. Mic
yeah.
check. Technical difficulty.
Speak on that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hear
now you want to speak on that? You want to speak on it? Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I want to speak on that. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. The alarm clock is ringing, bro. The alarm clock is ringing. And I'm going to try to be as calm as I can possibly be. You know, try not to do no yelling, no growling.
Turn down for what? Turn
you know,
down for what?
Like I said, man, forgive me if I'm wrong for loving me. You know what I mean? But God commands me to love my neighbor as I love myself. But before that, he commands me to love him with all my heart,
right.
with all my soul, with all my mind. You know what I'm saying? But he said the second is likened unto the first, which is that we should love neighbors, brethren, as you love yourself. Now, snap out of it because, as always stated, white people are not your superior. You understand? God is the superior of all men. As a matter of fact, Psalms 24, it tells me that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And basically, and it says all they that dwell therein. Now, if that's complicated for you to understand because of the wording, allow me to give it to you possibly in a today's terminology. It says the earth belongs to the Lord and everything in it, the world and all its people. Okay? Now, if the earth is the Lord and everything in it, including the world and all its people, that means every people on the face of this earth belongs to God and have to answer to God and bow to God. As we talked about briefly last week, God said to Adam and Eve that he would give us dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Dominion, not domination.
Right.
And the difference between the two is simply this. Dominion is selfless rule over everything that God created. Again, dominion, D-O-M-I-N-I-O-N, dominion. Dominion is selfless, selfless, S-E-L-F-L-E-S-S, selfless, rule over everything, everything, T-H-I-N-G, everything that God created. Now, domination, domination, D-O-M-I-N-A-T-I. O-N, is defined as the selfish rule over people. Again, dominion is the selfless rule over everything that God has created. Domination is the selfish, S-E-L-F-I-S-H, selfish. Ish, selfish. Everything is, you know, if you're going to do it the way, do it selfish. I'm doing it for self. I'm doing it for this. Okay,
mm-hmm.
selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Rule over people. Now, you have one that was spoken by God himself declaring that we are to selflessly share and to be stewards or to take authority, meaning to rule over, take authority over everything. But see, we've been victimized by the spirits of evil, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it is the principalities, the spiritual wickednesses in the heavenly places. That's what we wrestle against. And the influence of these spiritual wicked creations or forces has caused people to dominate over other people for selfish reasons, gain, control, power, which is the exact opposite of selfless, which is helping one another, sharing, caring for one another. So what we aim to do today is to spark intellect in the brain of the young black man and the young black woman, so that we, as a black nation, as a black family, as being truly brothers and sisters of the same family. Okay? Some would like to say race or ethnicity, but we're going to call it what it is. Family. We have to love ourselves enough to teach and correct ourselves. So our attempt to tell you that white people are not your superior, because sometimes you have to specify in clarity so that you can understand. Because if we say other words, or we talk about spiritual weaknesses and evil, your ear may be turned off or inclined to disengage into that conversation. But for some reason, the human nature, for whatever reason, it's drawn to drama or controversy. So when a person uses terminology like black or white, for some reason you automatically begin engaged because you're expecting or looking for something to accuse. But the fact of the matter is that there are black people on the face of the planet. There are white people. There are people of all other groups and families. But nevertheless, we have to be reminded that all people belong to God.
That's right.
And no people, under no circumstances, are justified in the cruel domination of another people. God's example of that in the writings of Scripture was for punishing purposes, for God's glory. And it was temporary for a certain reason, for a certain time, so that the people could be strengthened, so that the people could be unified, which is the same thing that's happening today. But the alarm clock is ringing, oh.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hear them trumpets blowing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, I like it. Dominion, selfless rule over God, everything that God created, right? Selfless. Step out of the way.
Selfless.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They say love God. See, that's not even yourself right there. Love God first. Mm-hmm. And then they say love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So dominion, that's selfless rule like Jesus. And domination, that's selfish. You know, all about me, all about I. Yes, sir. Capitalize all the I. What can it benefit me? Yes, sir.
Me.
Yeah. That's domination. That's Satan. Yes, sir. Like Satan, man. Want to dominate, want to control things. That's why he got kicked out. Want to control stuff. Want to control heaven. How you want to control heaven, man? Now you got folks out here trying to control everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, the war always been about evil versus good, the devil versus God, man. Christ still came and died for the whole human race. You know what I'm saying? We gonna kick it off like this. Let's go to Psalms chapter number 37. Let's get into this word. Psalms 37. Shouts out, much love to everybody, all those that's listening, man. Shouts out to LJC. Yes, sir. Jay from the Truth Radio Network. Yes, sir. .com. That's his track right there in the background anyway. Yes, sir. Yeah, made a little smooth commercial for me. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Jay. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you, man. Much respect, man. You got much respect. You know what I'm saying? for us and everything like that. So I appreciate it, man. And still be tuning in, man. Appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Price. Today's topic, God Got This. Let's go to Psalms 37, man. Psalms 37. And this is talking about the heritage or the inheritance of the righteous. And it's also talking about the calamity of the wicked ones. Yeah, Psalms chapter number 37. So you don't wrestle against flesh and blood, man. God got this. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to kick it off with this first scripture, this Psalms 37. Verse 1, I believe if you're going to get in this whole chapter right here. It says, do not fret because of evildoers. Don't worry. Because of evildoers. Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Yeah, they work in iniquity, right. Don't worry about it. Verse 2, Psalm 37 says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Y'all hear that now? This is the word of God speaking. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Who? The evildoers and the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb man. Yes, sir. Verse 3, Psalm 37 says, trust in the Lord and do good. See, God telling you what to do. You got to hear his word and also become a doer of his word. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord. See that? You couldn't talk about folks be thinking that the devil could offer a better life. Man, look, he telling you what to do. Delight yourself in the Lord, not in the world. Don't delight yourself in your fallen nature, but delight yourself in the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Psalms 37. Verse 4, delight yourself in also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Jesus loves you. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. You know, commit your way to the Lord. Commit to the Lord. You can't commit to anything. Commit to the Lord. Try that. You know what I'm talking about? Some folks just don't want to listen to nobody. But, hey, he's still Lord, whether you listen or not. He the Lord. That means he the Lord over your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? He overruled over your thoughts. You know what I'm talking about? He the Lord. Yeah. We all got to give account to the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Verse 5, Psalm 37. Trust also in him. And he shall, he will bring it to pass. Trust him. He going to do it. Verse 6. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Yeah. God is alive and well. Psalms 37, verse 7 says, rest in the Lord. See that? Yeah, Jesus was asleep on the boat while the disciples were panicking. I'm talking about they in the storm, bad storm or what have you. He's asleep. Yes, sir. Sleep in the boat. Yeah. Rest in the Lord. Come on. God got this. Rest in the Lord. Yeah. And wait patiently for him. Do not fret. Don't worry because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. God got this. God looking at that. He see that. Hey, I'm talking about you can run, but you can't hide. That's what he used to say. That's what my mom used to tell me. You can run from God, but you sure can't hide from him. Because he can reach you. I don't care where you go. Yeah, God got that. Yeah, believe that. Cease from anger. Oh, well, let me go back. Verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Don't worry because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For, yeah, see, we got to take that water, the living water, and put out the fire of Satan. Yeah, God got fire too, but you got Jesus is the living water. You know what I'm talking about? His ministers a flame of fire too. But at the same time, I'm talking about he equipped with everything. He's the Almighty, so he got it all. I thought God was just that. God balanced. That's one thing he is. He's very balanced. You know what I'm talking about? How you think you the way you are? God got that. You know what I'm talking about? He created us, man. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Use the living water to put the fire of the devil out. You know what I'm talking about? The kingdom of darkness is coming down. Yeah. Yeah, we throwing bricks of righteousness at the devil, hitting him in his head with this. hitting them with these missiles. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. So yeah, man. Put the fire out, the fire of the devil out with the living water. Jesus the Christ is the living water. You know what I'm talking about? It is finished. He already defeated Satan. Satan is already defeated for already. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man. Overcome evil with good. Overcome the devil with God. God got this. You know what I'm talking about? So it's closed curtains for Satan. And it's time to open them curtains up for Jesus the Christ, our Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Verse number 9 says, Psalms 37, shouts out much love to all those that's listening. It says, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't making nothing up. Just reading. You know what I'm saying? Reading from the book, the bread of life. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He's the living water. He's the bread of life. He's the God Almighty. He's the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? He got this. So, verse 9, Psalm 37, for evildoers shall be cut off. That's what God's saying. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth, life and death in front of you. Choose life. You know what I'm talking about? For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place. You're going to be looking. But it shall be no more. Ain't going to even be able to find it. But it says, but the meek, not the weak. The meek, not the weak. Yeah, meek is power under control. Yeah, he the Lord, but I'm going to let y'all put me on the cross. I can wipe you out. You don't even know who you're messing with, but I'm going to let, because the meek is power under control. But the meek, verse 11, Psalm 37, the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Yes, sir. That Joy Lake, Genesis, yes, sir. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. That Joy Lake, Wanda. Yes, sir. Verse 12 says, the wicked plots against the just. Look at that. Didn't I tell you God at your secret society meetings and stuff like that, man? You know what? I'm talking about he already got it wrote down already, because the one who you listen to is Satan, and he old. But see, God is the Almighty, and he ageless. Ageless. Right, that's God, the Almighty. The wicked plotting against the just, though. Look at that. Mm-hmm. They saying we're living in justified. We just going to say it and make them think that they got it. Mm. God know. Yes, sir. The devil ain't got no new tricks, but God know everything. He renews you. He's the light. Jesus is the light. Verse 12, Psalm 37. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him. See that? Laughing at the wicked. Yes, sir. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. It is finished. Closed curtains for Satan. Satan lose. Great news. All right? The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy. Look at that. You don't cast down the poor and needy. That's some bullies. But yet, instead, y'all talking about anti-bullying. Yeah, wicked folks. Yeah, that's who we're talking about, the wicked ones. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy. Took all the stuff from me and create the problems, oppress mugs, make them violent. Violent take it by force, time it is. Mm-hmm. To slay those who are of upright conduct. Ooh, we. That's why y'all got a problem. Yeah, I know, Genesis, I feel you. I know you. I know you've been sitting there waiting, Genesis. You know what I'm saying? I know. Yes, sir. I'm going to play it a bit. I know it's this the word, stirring up stuff, man. I know it. Yes, verse 14, Psalm 37. First of all, let me go to 13. It said the Lord laughing at you. Yeah. They say New World Order. Ha, ha. They funny. Didn't they know that? Don't they know I destroyed Babylon 1 when everybody was trying to make a name for themselves? Yeah, when it was really one world order. Come on, man. The Lord laughs at him. Well, he sees his day coming. Yeah, the wicked that's plotting against the just, God laughing at you because he see that. He see you. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Upright conduct. Hands up. Don't shoot. Upright conduct. Uh-huh. Their sword shall enter their own heart. Uh-oh. Yeah, that when God took Pharaoh's son. Yeah. Yeah. Their sword shall enter their own heart. Your children going in schools now, shooting up schools, man. Say that ain't happened this year. That's because somebody like me prayed that God protect the schools and don't let none of these shootings be happening, man. And God been asking prayer because they've been catching the folks with the guns instead of them going to shoot the schools up this year. Yeah, God answer prayers, man. Everybody who loves the Lord, hey, keep praying. The prayers of the righteous avail much. Yeah. But their sword shall enter their own heart. That's when it become real to them. And their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to read that again. A little that a righteous man has is better than riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. Yeah, the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Yeah, how many of y'all know this is a real evil time right now? But they shall not be ashamed in the evil time if you upright. If you got God on your side, you walking with God, you good. Ain't no worries. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Yeah. It's dry right now, but you're still satisfied. Yeah. Because God makes water. I was talking about he bring water out of rock, man. What you think an oasis is? It's a fertile or green spot that's in the wasteland, man. And it's made fertile or green because of the water, the living water. Yes, sir. It's God. Yes, sir. So you upright. You belong to God. You're not going to be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, when you're going through, you're going to be satisfied. You got to look at that. Look how far he brought me from. Uh-huh. Don't look at the problem, but look where you came from. Look what God done got you through last week. Mm-hmm. From yesterday. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. But I feel like an old preacher. I feel my preaching coming on. Yes, sir. Verse 20, though. But the wicked shall perish. Mm-hmm. And the enemies of the Lord. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. That's why we hitting them with these missiles. Hanging out God's window. Hitting them with these missiles. The wicked shall perish. Psalm chapter 37, verse 20. The wicked shall perish. And the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. See, the wicked borrows and does not repay. But the righteous shows mercy and give. For those blessed by him, by God, the meek, shall inherit the earth. But those cursed by God, the prideful, shall be cut off. Yeah, Psalm 37, verse 22, it's real good. I'm talking about this can wrap the whole broadcast up. I got plenty of scriptures, Wanda. I got plenty of scriptures. Yo, G, I got plenty of scriptures, Jay. Everybody who listens. But this Psalm 37, man, good God Almighty. Turned all over here, man. Because when you see it, you see the future. God giving you a peek into the future, man. He say the wicked got they don't worry about nothing, man. Satan just doing this because I done flipped the hourglass over on him. Satan worked for me. That nigga got to do what I say, so I done flipped the hourglass over on Satan. You see what I'm saying? God Almighty, he got all the might. All the might. Yeah. So that's why Satan doing running around here. Causing smoke screens and stuff. Running around here. Working extra hard because he ain't got but a short time. I flipped the hourglass over on Satan. Is what God's saying. Yeah. The wicked shall perish. And all you righteous folks, God say, I got this. I got this. Then my son tell you, he coming up here. He said, in my father's house, there's many mansions. Didn't Jesus say that? If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. You know Jesus is the truth. He don't lie. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir.
Yeah. If my father's out of many man, I'm going. He said he coming up here to prepare a place for you. See? Father's keep coming to prepare a place for you. I got you. And the wicked folk, the wicked ones, should I say? I got y'all. So I got this. Verse 21. Well, I'm trying to move on. Wait a minute. Verse 22, Psalm 37. For those blessed by him, by God, shall inherit the earth. But those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman, the steps of a good human being are ordered by the Lord. And he delights in his way. Though he fall, though you stole the country, yeah. Though you fall, yeah. God still say, yeah, I got you. I forgive you. Just put my name in. Yes, sir. Yeah, let them know who sent you. Because God got this. I'm talking about God controls everything. Yeah. God controls the hearts of humans. He told Moses, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. And then he said, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. Huh? What? God got this. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Yeah, y'all put the, you know, in God we trust, you're doing right. One nation under God, you are doing so right. Yes, sir. Yeah, doing right. No, now you're trying to remove the foundation. Uh-oh. Time for me to lean out the window. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. I ain't put you in the hell yet. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken. I have not seen his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends. That's why we be giving so much, Genesis. Yes, sir. That's why we give so much, one. Yes, sir. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Even if you don't get it, your children going to get it. God got some blessings. Yes, sir. You're going to get some and your children going to get it. Yeah. Depart from evil. God telling you what to do. He ain't going to make you do it. He God. He can. But he gave you free will. Depart from evil. Leave the devil and do good. Do God. Yeah. Dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice. Jordan Davis. Trayvon Martin. Michael Brown, Oscar Grant, Emmett Till, Jesus the Christ, Paul, and Silas. Yeah. Peter. Uh-oh. Jay. Yes, sir. Genesis. Yeah. One. The Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. You belong to him. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 28, Psalm 37. They are preserved forever. They are preserved forever. That means you're protected, you're kept. Yo, he got you. We're trying to rush. Rest in the Lord. But the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. Y'all better know that. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Yeah. The wicked watches the righteous. Yeah, you want to be big brother. You want to peep in on the scene. You want to watch the righteous, huh? And seeks to slay him. But guess who watching the wicked? Uh-oh. And guess who the righteous should be watching? Yeah, well, guess who the righteous does watch? Yeah. The Lord. The Lord will not leave him in his hand. He don't leave us in the wicked hand, man. God don't leave you hopeless. Nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, God's people. Keep his way. He shall exalt you to inherit the land. This ain't just time to feel good. This real stuff, man. Real. You can take every word and take that to the bank with that. It's going to happen. The words. Don't forget, God made this world that we live in out of words. Let there be, and it happened. and the word became flesh, Jesus the Christ. Verse 32, the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Look at it now. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man. Yeah, mark the blameless human, and observe the upright. That's who you want to look to. That's who you want to pattern yourself after, the blameless one, who God done marked down as blameless. They ain't say perfect. They say blame, mark the blameless man, and observe the upright. And for the future of that man or that human is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. Destroyed, cut off, wiped out. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. Yeah, y'all think y'all finna run it, huh? The future of the wicked shall be cut off. Y'all know good and well. I'm talking about God got angels that can handle Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Because Satan was an angel, right? I'm talking Jesus is Lord. You know what I'm talking about? That means he Lord everywhere. In heaven, on earth, in hell, he Lord. You know what I'm talking about? That's right. Get this Jesus. The salvation, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord Jesus, what he did for us, not us keeping the law, not us reaching up to God trying to be right, but what God has done for us by reaching down to us and being good to us. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. What you think the rapture's coming for, huh? What you think we all waiting for the rapture for, huh? The rapture done happened at Babylon 1 when God said, hold on, man, let me go down there and confuse the language, man. Because, man, done went crazy. They think they finna be like me. What? That's what Lucifer did. Man, hold on, wait. Let me confuse the language, Babel. You Nimrods? Yes, sir. So, he going to come down and deliver again. So if he did that, she to stop Babylon 1, how you think he ain't going to, be involved before y'all put your Babylon 2 out there? Huh? Yeah, I ain't panicking. The Bible says, Jesus said, watch and pray. That's what the word say. Watch and pray. But guess what else it say? God got this. It let me know that he shall deliver them from the wicked ones. That's why I don't worry about all that other stuff. And they going to go on the ground and all that. Man, please. Ain't no hiding from God. He can reach you. You underground, guess what? If y'all go in the high underground where y'all blow up stuff, if y'all go in the high underground as y'all way of escape, not y'all's way of escape, but y'all way of escape, that gets you closer to hell, don't it? God got this, man. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. Your homie Oasis, letting the Lord use Holy Spirit good, real good. Evangelist Wanda, I see you. What's up? Mic check, Wanda.
Wanda, all right, Wanda. What's up?
What's up, Wanda? How are
y'all? I'm well. Oh, Lord, the broadcast is so awesome. Oh, I'm sitting here so full. I'm happy. Just happy tears right here, okay? I just want you to know that Bible, that word is so good. It's so good. It stirs up everything that's good in you. If you know God, and the one thing we do know is the wicked shall be cut off, and we shall get justice for any injustice done to us. I don't care what it looks like. Close your eyes. Open your mind. Open your heart, and know that your Father is going to have the last say-so. He will revenge any injustice done to his people, and he will pay them back. And there is nothing that nobody can do or say that can stop his revenge. See, the world wants you to believe that they got all power, but they have no power. God has all power, and we are so blessed to have a father that loves us so much that he just say, don't worry about it, I got you. And even in, like you said, in the Bible, it just states so clearly, and especially in Psalms, it just tells you, don't worry about it, because even when you're at your lowest point in life and it looks like you have nothing, you have more than the wicked man. You have more because you got God. You got more. And it's just, oh, it's so filling. It's so wonderful to know that even at your lowest point that you think you're at your lowest point in life or whatever, God has you. And that means you have more than the world. That you're not at your lowest point. That's just what the world wants you to see, and that's what you've been conditioned and you've been brainwashed and think that you have nothing, but you have everything if you have God, everything you need. So, oh, it's just a wonderful feeling. Hallelujah. I'm overjoyed. I was just not going to say nothing, but you know God is so good. You have to
y'all,
tell about
y'all
going to
stop trying to call out. I wasn't going to say that. Y'all going to stop this. God got
it. It's good. I know it. But I love listening, too. And so I was just sitting here thinking, I know I'm a talk, but I was over full. I was here. Crying.
What he said, I come that your joy may be, that I might feel my joy up and, you know, give you my joy and that I might feel your joy up. See, and it overflow.
Yes.
Go ahead, wonderful.
You know, and it's like, oh, like you said, the meek, not the weak. And these ain't tears because I'm weak. This is tears because I'm meek. You know, it's
right.
Because I'm happy, I'm joyful. I got joy. Get happy. I got joy. Joy, joy,
right.
Joy in my heart, knowing that in my weakness, my Father is strong. I'm strong because he is my provider. He is my way maker. He is my Redeemer. He is the one who's going to fight my battles. He will, you know, pay people what they owe. You know what I'm saying? He will
fight
back for you. There's nothing he can't give you. And even in the flesh, we have everything we need as long as we have God. There is nothing more powerful than that.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing more powerful. That's a joy that the world can't give and the world can't take away.
Amen.
And as soon as people realize that, they will be so much more stronger inside this flesh. You will be able to stand through the tough times and say, I am strong because I have my Father. I am not without I have my Father. I am who God said I am. I am the descendant of my Father. I am my Father's child. I do not, you know, have to worry. You know, it's my Father got me. It's coming. He's never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Never. Thank you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. It's awesome.
Hey.
It's excellent. Good. It's all that's awesome. Okay, that's all
you,
I had to say.
When they ask you who sent you, tell them I am sent you. Yes, sir.
I am.
You're saying I am.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
I am that I am.
When we
that
come
I
back,
am.
Genesis, I'm pushing play on you when we come back, Genesis. This is when hip-hop meets up Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. God got this, Wanda. God got this, people. You know what I'm talking about? We'll be right back.
Come on, y'all!
Yeah. Thank you, Lord, love you like no other man. God gave me faith, now I'm stretching like a rubber band. Into your spirit, pressing like a hustle man. Dropping it for Jesus, get it cracking like a dozen eggs. Ain't no dead around me, so no need for buzzing here. All thanks to Christ, yeah, thanks for those eternal years. Devil has a chance, yeah, now guess what turn it in. Lifting Jesus, draw the people, geeking God to turn it here. Bobbling and wobbling the servants while I'm working.
DJ Tricky Stretch, bring it back.
Thank you, Lord, love you like no other man. God gave me faith, now I'm stretching like a rubber band. Into your spirit, pressing like a hustle man. Dropping it for Jesus, get it cracking like a dozen eggs. Ain't no dead around me, so no need for buzzing here. All thanks to Christ, yeah, thanks for those eternal years. Devil has a chance, yeah, now guess what turn it in. Lifting Jesus, draw the people, geeking God and turn it here. Bobbling and wobbling the servants while I'm working at. Real life shows over, you can lose the circus act. Antichrist is still the church, time to take the church back. There's your flight, yeah, so as well don't break it back. Chewing on the ribs of the word like some baby back. Like to thank Christ for his life and his amazing act. I ain't here to argue over words, I'm stating facts. And anything that you can get to God, he can pay you back.
Lord, I am yours and I'll be yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war. We'll play the Philistine. Put the wheel in me, put them under me.
But it's all because of you, Lord, nothing on what I did, how I lived. And yeah, been some mail along the way. People come in singing they friends and ain't intend to stay. How they play? They perpetrate a fire while they ain't low. Betrayed so many times that my back look like Django. From all these backstabbing wanna be friends. There's really demons in the sky trying to plot on my end. They got a price on my head. They say they want me dead, trying to make me live scared. Lord, but I ain't what you said. No, I perform against a child with prosper. The act is trying to pollute the crowd with Oscar. But I know who I serve. They idolize with no verb. And I refuse to bow down on anything that in your world is absurd. How they try to keep me from your throne. Yet you turn every rock that they throw into my stepping stone. You know?
Lord, I am yours and I've been yours. Name me your little G. I'll endure in this war.
Devil had his chance. Now guess what time it is. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the devil had his chance. Now guess what time it is. I told you, Satan. It's closed curtains for Satan. Yeah, closed curtains for you, Satan. Tell Satan it's curtains. Tell Satan it's closed curtains. We shutting them down. This the authority of Jesus. Stronger every round. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The devil had his chance. Now, guess who time it is? Yeah. What they say? He who laughs last. He who laughs last, laughs best. Yeah. Now, guess who time it is? Yeah, now. Not N-W-O, but N-O-W. They gotta help the little churn. They misspelling their words, talking about a NWO, New World Order. Help the little churn. So Jesus said, I'm coming right now. Yeah, I'm coming right now. Before your New World Order. Because ain't nothing new under the sun. Yeah, you gotta help the little churn. You know, my daughter just started kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? You gotta help the little churn. Oh, she just starting to write. That's how they acting. See, they listening to Satan. He don't know nothing. What do you know? God is all knowing. They listening to Satan. He gonna twist it up talking about NWO. But Jesus said, I made you upright. It's spelled N-O-W. Now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now is the time. Yeah. Young G. As long as God gives it to me.
Yeah. Hey. I like what Wanda said when she started speaking, and she said, I think she said, close your eyes and open your mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For some reason, out of everything that she said, everything that was spoken, that's what sticks out to me the most.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Close your eyes and open your mind. Now, when I think about that, I'm trying to figure out what that means, though. Close your eyes and open your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was tripping off of what I was reading earlier today, and I was cooling at the park, man, on that reading, and I was reading, I think it was Hebrews 11:1, talking about faith and all that, talking about trying to see, talking about believing and what you can't see and being sure that you're going to receive, you know what I mean, without seeing that. So then it also lists a whole list of people that please God with faith, so to speak. And but it said something else, because everybody that had to please him in faith, or that was right with him because of faith, man, they suffered like hell on earth. You know what I'm saying? And it even said, like I said earlier, that they ain't even inherit promise that he promised them. None of them did. In the whole chapter of Hebrews 11:1, none of them received the promise that God promised them.
Right.
Yet they was glad.
Mm-hmm.
They was glad because they had done seen a glimpse into the future. Like how Dr. King said, I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen the promised land, and even if I don't get there with you, as a people, we shall make it there. I have a dream someday. You know what I'm talking about? But same thing for us, because history repeats itself. If God had made us a promise, I'm suggesting that we should do like the word say, and I guess maybe we should learn to count it all joy for the suffering of his sake, because I think it was Paul that said in Romans that the suffering of this present time shall not be even compared to the glory that shall be revealed. So I was doing a lot of reading, bouncing back and forth. And then I started listening to some music. Hold on. I think I hear something in my head. What he said. He said something like this. I feel like going home.
Turn your head, Genesis.
He said, I feel like going home. Can't pay my bill, but I feel like going on. You got baby mama drama,
yeah.
But I feel like going on. You ain't got no high school education. You ain't got no GED. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no car. But I feel like going home. What about my friend that was around when I had money? They ain't around no more. He said, I feel like going said, though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. See, somebody feeling like they can't make it, and for some reason I'm feeling not just my pain, but I'm feeling somebody else's pain, because somebody, they got to feel something on the inside and muster up enough strength to say, I feel like going on. I know you don't know what to do. I've been there. I'm there now. But for some reason, I still feel like going on. I feel like going on.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes.
Go ahead,
boy.
So I got this, man. You know what I'm talking about? Hip-hop meets Christ, man. We'll be right back.
will never forget the evening that I heard the Lord speak to me. He said, sing for me, and I will lift you up. That evening I wrote this song.
Look around, all I see is pain.
Oh yeah.
this is a three-part series, you know what I'm saying? So it goes all the way back to, what was it? They shot my little brother, you know what I mean? Then the second one was Y'all Can't Kill Us, God Got This, and this is straight, just God Got This. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. And thank you for having this, Father. Mm-hmm. For sure, man. Let's go to Genesis. Yeah. Genesis. Hey, before I move on, I got to say what Jay said. He in the chat room kicking it with me, man. He said, let's get off this NWO stuff and get on this JWO stuff. Yes, sir. Yeah, Jesus World Order. Yes, sir. Yeah, how about that? The true government on Jesus' shoulders anyway. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go, man. God got this. Genesis chapter number 4. Genesis chapter number 4. Taking it back to your roots, to the beginning. Yes, sir. Chapter number 4. Don't forget your roots. Don't go all the way over there to Hollywood and forget your roots now. Come on now. Yes, sir. Don't get on the devil's side and forget your roots. Yes, sir. Don't get on the devil's side and forget your roots.
That's right.
Don't you do it. That's what I'm talking about, man. Genesis 4. Hey, man, you crazy, man. You crazy, kid. He's kidding me, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Genesis chapter number 4, man. We're going to start at verse number 9. Read number 10, and then we're going to go back. You know, we skip around, you know what I'm saying? But we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, man. The Bible is inspired by God, the Almighty, man. Forget what you heard. You know what I'm talking about? The Bible is inspired by God, the Almighty. This is the Word. That, if God wrote a book, this is it. Matter of fact, this is the book that God wrote. These are man's, a human's testimonies about God and how good God is. But then you want to sit up and say, man wrote the Bible. What? They bragging on God, even if they did write it. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's the truth, the absolute truth. You never read another book, you know what I'm saying, the whole book didn't go together. So y'all need to stop that, man. Yeah, the Bible real controversial. It's a lot of controversy around Jesus' name, you know what I'm talking about? So, hey, Jesus. Get this Jesus. Genesis chapter number 4. Let's get this word, man. Then we're going to get up out of here. Appreciate everybody that been riding, man. Riding with us today, man. God got this. It's today's topic. Genesis chapter number 4, verse 9 and 10. It says, then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth. Yeah. For those of y'all that don't know the story of Cain and Abel, they were brothers, Adam and Eve, first sons. And, you know, Cain killed Abel because Abel's sacrifice and offering to God was accepted by God. And Cain was not, God did not respect Cain's gift. But you going to kill, you know what I'm saying, your brother because God accepted his gift and didn't respect your gift, but respected Abel's. Come on, man. You got a problem with God, but you kill your brother.
Hey, Cain.
Yeah, Cain. Yes, sir.
It wouldn't even that. One thing about it, too, man, is it wasn't even Abel's fault. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't his
point.
Fault
right.
that he had a sincere heart and
right.
genuine and pure motive. It ain't his fault that he had love in his heart. It's not his fault that his love for God allowed him to give God a more excellent sacrifice or a more excellent offering because
right.
he put thought into it. He put heart into it. He honored that commandment. He loved God with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind. He didn't just give him some of what he had. He gave him the best, if memory serves me correctly.
Right.
He went further.
The kind
right?
of offering that God wanted him to get. You see what I'm saying?
Right. He went a step further than Abel. Abel just gave him some of what he had.
Cain.
Yeah, Cain was like, here you go. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you this right here. But Abel was like, no, I can't just give you that right there. I got to give you this right here.
and this right here.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give you out of the abundance and not out of the leftover. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Right. Give you the best. Give you yours first. You know what I'm saying? Give you yours off the top, like the government, the feds try to take their cheese off the top. You know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. But yeah, man. Verse 7, go back to verse 7. Here you go right here. Verse 7, Genesis chapter number 4. It says, if you do well, will you not be accepted? This is God asking him. God, if you do well, will you not be accepted? I put life and death in front of everybody. Choose life is what I told everybody. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you. But you should rule over it. You should. You see what I'm saying? But you done killed your little brother. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Genesis. They ain't just shoot our little brother. They shot their little brother. Oh, my goodness.
They shot their own little brother.
Right. Because we made out of... We come from one blood. Uh-huh. We all come from one blood, one human race. Yeah. One human race. Yeah. They shot their little brother, too. Hey, are you hating me? Because I'm pleasing God? Hmm? That's why you hate me, because I'm pleasing God, man. What's wrong with you? Life and death is in front of everybody. Don't get mad at the ones that choose life, that do Christ, that do things God's way. Why you got a problem with me? Because I choose the right way. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting you live the wrong way. I'm preaching. I'm going to let you live the wrong way because I ain't trying to control you. But you want to control me and stop me from my God-given right to serve God the Almighty. The devil is the liar and the devil is the loser. Let's go to Romans chapter number 14. Romans. Yeah. Chapter number 14. Starting at verse 4. Huh. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Romans 14, verse 4. This is, who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master. To his own God. To his own Lord. To his own master he stands or falls. Yeah, who are you to judge another? To his own master. Who's the master? God. He's the master of my life.
Amen.
To his own master, he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand. For God is able to make him stand. Uh-oh. Yeah, trust God. He got you. God got this, man. You know what I'm talking about? Skip down to verse 7. It says, for none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. That's why you're hearing everybody say, man, this ain't bigger than us. It's bigger than Trayvon Martin. It's bigger than Jordan Davis. It's bigger than Emmett Till. It's bigger than Michael Brown. Yeah. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us, no one, dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, guess what? We are the Lord's. I'm going to read that again. I like that one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. One more time for the Holy Ghost. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or not, we are the Lord. God got this. Got the whole world in his hand. Verse 9, Romans 14 says, for to this end, Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. I told you, he's Lord, man. The dead got an answer to him. The demons got an answer to him. The devil got an answer to the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. To this end. To this end. To this end, Christ died. Yeah. And he rose again. And he lives again. That he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Yeah, you say Jesus, and that shake up the whole world that God created. They go for heaven, earth, hell, whatever. Uh-huh. Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Get this. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Verse 10 says, but why do you judge your brother? Huh? Who told you to put them black robes on? Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. Why do you judge your brother, or why do you show contempt for your brother? Contempt. Mm-hmm. That's some courtroom terms, ain't it? But that's these Bible terms. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, even you ones and your black judges and your badges and everybody. We shall all, human race, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of who? Christ. Jesus. We didn't kill Jesus. Yeah, y'all did. Right. Yeah, we the righteous ones. We believe Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We walking with Jesus. We fight for Jesus. We cut your ear off like Peter for Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Help us, Jesus. Yes, sir. But I like this. Yes, sir. Verse 11 says, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. I'm talking about God is the only one that everybody, everyone created, got to give account to. He the only one that everyone, including the demons and the angels, all humans, he's the only one that everybody got to give account to. Yeah, God. And guess who? Guess who made Jesus Lord? God. Yeah. Ain't no other name given unto men by which we must be saved, man. Let's go to Hebrews. You know what I'm talking about? Get this Jesus, man. You know what I'm talking about? Hebrews chapter number 12. Moving right along. Hebrews chapter number 12, we're looking at verses 14 through 17. Hebrews 12, verses 14 through 17, and it says, pursue peace with all people. Are y'all pursuing peace? I thought y'all was the peacemaker, but we the peacemakers. Yeah, the ones that got the Christ in them. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. Now they want you to sell your soul to them. Right. Now they want you to sell your soul. Right. Yeah, I'm going to read it again. Verse 16, Hebrews 12. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. Well, that sounds like Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Seed of the serpent. You know what I'm talking about? Blessed are the peacemakers. Yeah, that's the seed of the right. Yeah, blessed are the peacemakers. Every time we face tragedy from the stolen, oppressing country, from this stolen, oppressing country. Hold on, wait a minute.
Hey, King.
Yeah, sir. Go ahead, King. What's up?
They got to know, too, man, in verse 16, when you was talking about profane, they God is talking about sexual sin. You know what I mean? So he's saying be careful that no one takes part in sexual sin, or is like Esau and never thought about God. You feel what I'm saying? So we got to specify, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't know what profane living mean, and a lot of people don't know what sexual sins are. So we talking about homosexuality. We talking about lesbianism. We talking about, you know, doing them improper things with yourself when no one's around. You know what I mean? Those are things that he's talking about. Those are things that grab hold of you and you can't let go of. Anything that grab a hold of you and you can't let go of it, you understand, that you're doing with your body that ain't normal, that's mm-hmm. sexual sin, because it ain't supposed to grab hold of you and control you like that. So if it's something you're doing you know is wrong and you can't stop doing it, you're going to find solace in God. You gotta look to him for that, because there's something wrong mm-hmm. with that. And I don't care who says it's not. This is Genesis, by the way, so bring the drummer my way.
Mm-hmm. True that. Appreciate it. But, yeah, that is it, because that's what Abomination is doing, bringing all the goddamn sexual perversion in here. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anything going against reproduction. How about that, Genesis? Ha. I like that.
Hey, I like that even better.
Yeah.
It ain't normal.
Yep.
It's not godly. It's ungodly.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Profane, fornicator. Fornicator or profane person like Esau. Edomites. Yeah, that's them. Edomites. Yeah, Edom. Sodom and Gomorrah. Bull Dykes.
Oh, man.
Maggots.
There we go. Yep. That's even more proof.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, That's it. Right. Oh, blah, blah nations. You know what I'm talking about, yeah. As a matter of fact, ain't they doing that this weekend in the eight, that old bull crap parade or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, all that bullshit,
yeah.
Letting them have
yesterday.
That. I mean,
it was yesterday.
And then, I'm talking about, then if you don't agree with it, then they automatically try to consider it hate, but it don't work. You know what I'm talking about? Just because I don't agree with you don't mean I hate you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because we all
you
got stuff that we struggle with, right. You know what I'm saying? We all fall short of the glory of God. But we fight against sin, though. That's what we do. You know what I'm talking about? All
yeah.
of it.
Right. When you
Let's
get this, it's supposed to hurt. But it's supposed to make you learn something, too. You understand?
Right. It hurts, but it helps
you. It's got to hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
True hurt, but it helps, man. Woman,
right.
Children.
That's it.
Bless.
And it
ain't. Let's peacemaker.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm trying to move on. I'm trying.
Yeah,
yes, but bless all the peacemakers.
Every time
we face tragedy from this stolen, oppressive country, we gather together for peace. We rally for peace. We march for peace. We suffer violence from you. Then we try to make peace. Then you still won't give it. Bless all the peacemakers. You water hoses. Dogs. Put the dogs on the tear gas tanks. That's what y'all do these days. Then we become violent and are going to take it over. Yeah, by the force. Caused from the violence that you put on us. Yeah, what Pac said, thug life stands for the hate you give little infants helps everybody when it grows up. That's what. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, y'all did it.
Thug life, baby.
Evil influence. Listening to the evil influence instead of the God influence. You know what I'm talking about? That's what happened. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, God fights for and through us. It's closed curtains for Satan and all his wickedness. But blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. The revealing of the sons of God. Yeah. Satan, you are through. You know what I'm talking about? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We got more scriptures, man. Hebrews 13. Let's move it right along. We're still in Hebrews 13, verse 1. It says, let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. Yeah. Looking at everybody as your brother and sister, that will cut down on a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. A whole lot of stuff. Looking at everybody as your brother and sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let brotherly love continue. Yeah, love is stronger than hate. I don't care what they say, because God is love. Ain't nothing, no, and nothing stronger than God. He's the Almighty. You know what I'm talking about? Mark chapter number 3. Moving right along. Mark chapter number 3, verse 33. We're going to read 33 through 35. Mark chapter number 3. Starting with verse 33, but it says, but he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brother? This is Jesus saying this. And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him. and said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. Now, see, he didn't even, they was telling Jesus that his physical brothers and sisters were out there. And, yeah, Mary had more children. Mary out there and your sisters out there and your brothers out there. And he in there teaching, and these folks are hungry, and they want to know the word of God. They want to get closer to God. So he left his natural mama and sisters and brothers outside and said, who are my mother and my brothers? And you know what I'm saying? For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. See what I'm saying? Let brotherly love continue. First John. Let's keep it going. First John. Nothing like the word of God, man. Faith comes by hearing this word, and you will receive it. You will get this word up in here. You know what I'm talking about? You will receive it. Yes, sir. First John, chapter number 2. First John, chapter number 2, we starting at verse number 9. First John, chapter number 2. Starting at verse number 9. It says, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. See? I'm talking maybe giving you a chance. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. See, you got to check yourself. Do you hate anybody? Do you have hate in your heart for anybody besides Satan? You can hate that nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, you're lying talking about this is a Christ nation, though. And you're still killing your brother, though. But naming Jesus, yeah. How can you love God who you can't see? Yeah, how can it be a Christian nation? And you can't see God, and you hate your black brother who you can see.
That's right.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. God still loves you. Now that's Jesus right there.
Enough is enough. That's real.
Right. That's living.
That's the next broadcast topic, boy. Enough is enough. That's
enough
the whole broadcast by itself. Enough is enough. I'm done
right.
with it. I don't want no more.
Right.
I'm fed up.
Yeah.
I'm
through. Right. Enough is enough. Don't mess with me enough. Let me get this thing back cracking, man. Get back cracking, man. Jesus came in here and wrecked the broadcast, man. Well, I know that was the Holy Spirit, but that's he allowed to do that. You know what I'm talking about? We was hitting him with missiles while we went into worship. Hey, we hit him with it in the worship. That still was hitting Satan with missiles because we worshiping our Father. Yes, sir. Nothing like that worship. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Yay. So, yeah, man.
Shout out DJ Chris Cream in the building, too, one time. DJ Cream, say
yeah,
what's happening
DJ
right there.
DJ Chris Cream, yes, sir. Hey, man. Keep dropping them 5 tracks, man. Keep making them tracks, skinny, man. Yes, sir. Yeah, we living that Christ life, man. L-O-V-E. Overcome the devil with good, man. Overcome the devil with God, man. You know what I'm talking about? I think I got 3 scriptures, man. I got 3 scriptures. What's up, Wanda? What's up, Genesis? Y'all want to help me out? What's up? Hey, help me. I can knock them out myself now. You ain't got to. I can knock them out myself. Ain't that First John? First John 3. We moving right along. Moving strong, man. Yeah, uh-huh. It's that kingdom moving strong, man. Uh-huh. We in the game certified to win. We don't lose time. Uh-huh. Yeah, Kenny, man. That's the First John. First John, chapter number 3. All right. Chapter number 3, verse 10. It says, in this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God.
Uh-huh.
Look like this whole nation. You know what I'm saying? Representing as a whole, the nation is not of God now.
Uh-huh.
Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Huh? Is that why you murdering Cain? Yeah.
Is that why you murdering us?
Right. That's why he murdered us. So
our heart is pure because we got real love, and you got real manipulation, and you got real evil, and you got real wickedness in your heart, huh? Is that why you murdering my little brothers? Is that why you murdering my fathers and my ancestors? Is that why you so afraid of us? Because we have the real, true, genuine love of God on the inside of us, and because you have not that love of God on the inside of you, is it because you are jealous? Kind of because our sacrifice and our offering was probably worth more to God than yours. So is that why you angry? Because we do things well from our heart? Is that why you mad at us?
Because nothing that they do and plan against us won't work? Huh? Is that why you mad? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Duh. No weapon formed against me shall prosper in your face.
You keep coming back every time they keep trying to kill that. That's why they mad. Man, I thought I killed them years ago. Man, I thought I killed them yesterday.
We
going to
fly.
Man.
Yeah.
For the world.
God's kids. Yes, sir. God's kids. Yes, sir. Israel's kids. Yes, sir. Verse 14, man. Verse 14. John chapter 3, verse 14 says, well, no, verse 13 says, do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. Yeah, don't think it's strange. Don't marvel because my brethren, if the world hates you, sound like Jesus. They hated Jesus. The world hates Jesus now. We know that we have passed from death to life. Because we love the brethren. Can't kill my love. He who does not love his brother abides in death. He abides in death. That's why. You can't even stay in life because you're abiding in death. Anybody
That's
who right. got life in them, you want to kill. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Y'all got these murderers walking around here. And you know that no murderer has eternal life, though, abiding in him. Yeah. No murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Yeah. They might not punish you on this earth, but God got this. We all have to give an account to God. Forgot?
Yes.
You forgot. The devil lied to you. Still live to lie. Verse 15 says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has an eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us.
They had to
lay down their life for us to be fired up, to keep moving, to make sure that this injustice stop happening, or to make sure we keep on bringing this Jesus. Yeah. Because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him, Christian nation? Whoever has this world's goods, sees his brother in need, shuts up his heart. Well, Pac said, please, we are hungry, please let us in. Come back again. We are hungry, please let us in, man. Knocking a little harder. He said, next time he coming, because y'all in there, we hungry, but y'all in the glass house, and we see y'all throwing around the extra food. Y'all full and fat and full. Children fat and full. And we out here hungry, and we see y'all partying. He said, the third time we coming, it done changed from asking and coming all, you know, holy, meek and mild. It done changed from that. Now we coming in there kicking the door in, blasting. Yeah. Leaning out the window, hitting them with these missiles. Yeah, he's Satan with these mills, though. Chapter number 6. Again, shout out, much love to all those that still listening, man. Zechariah chapter number 6. We're going to look at verse 12 and 13. Then we're going to go to verse 7. I mean, chapter number 7. Let's skip around a little bit. All right, Zechariah chapter number 6. We're wrapping it up. Zechariah chapter number 6, verses 12 and 13 says, "Behold," well, no, "then speak to him, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch," not three different branches, you know, with the judicial and, you know, those ones, legislative and all that, no, but it says, "Behold, the man whose name is the branch," yeah, "the life, the way, the light," not all the lights, yeah, "the one. Behold, the man whose name is the branch, from his place he shall branch out." So Jesus coming back now. "And he shall build the temple of the Lord."
Yes, he will.
"He shall build the temple of the Lord." That's what we're doing now. So Jesus is here right now as well. So he's amazing like that, everywhere at the same time. On the earth and his believers, on the earth, everywhere, and in heaven at the same time. Verse 13. "Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord." That's what we're doing. Close curtain for Satan. Open the curtains for Jesus. "He shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne. And the council of peace shall be between them both. Kings ordained by God." Yay. I'm talking about, man.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter number 7.
Yeah.
Zechariah. Chapter number 7. Verses number 9 and 10 says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice." Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
"Execute true justice. Show mercy and compassion. Everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother." Zimmerman. But all the rest of y'all done shot up your brother. Yeah. "Execute true justice." Zimmerman's dad, Superior Court, whatever. Ain't done that. God got this though. Believe that. Yeah. He never leave us hopeless. Yeah. Hebrews 11. I think Genesis touched on this earlier, man. We gonna end it like this. Hebrews 11. Yeah, Genesis, you don't even be knowing, boy. Yes, sir. You be in the spirit, boy. Huh. Hebrews 11. Kingdom moving strong, man. Can't stop no moving train, man. Yay. Hebrews chapter number 11, we start with verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things you hope for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Close your eyes. Open your heart." Verse 2 says, "For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." Good God Almighty. Yeah. "The things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." Faith. Yeah. "By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." There you go. Yeah. All on it, man. Yes, sir. Let's hang out the window some more on the way out. Yes, sir. By faith, verse 4, Hebrews 11, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift. And though he being dead, and through it, he being dead, still speaks by the faith he had in God. You don't know what kind of faith Trayvon Martin had in God. Zimmerman. Yeah. You don't know what kind of faith Jordan Davis had in God. The other dude, I don't know your name, I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't know what kind of faith Michael Brown had in God. Could have gave his life to God while he holding his hands up and dropping to his knees, and you hear him. He's surrendering to God, though, in front of you. Uh-huh. Yeah. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, he being dead still speaks, the blood crying out from the ground. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. And was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony. He pleased God. Verse 6, Hebrews 11 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe. Look at your neighbor and say, you must believe.
He is.
You got to believe that he is God, and you must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Don't just believe in God. Believe that he will reward you for you diligently seeking him. Like Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. All this other stuff that the world set up and tell you to go after going to be added to you. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, he moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of their righteousness, which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going, Genesis. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs, with him of the same promise. Your children got this promise too. Yes, sir. For he waited for the city. Yeah, that's right, Praise Senior. Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. For he waited for the city, which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about, boy. That's some good stuff going on up in here. By faith, verse 11, Hebrews 11, verse 11. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had made the promise. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand, which is by the seashore. Yeah. Can y'all see our limitless God yet? Verse 13 says, these all died in faith. There you go, Genesis. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. They were assured of them because they seen them afar off. They were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Yeah, so what y'all going to do? Keep telling me and send me to my daddy so I can salute the king? Shoot. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. Hallelujah. 14. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return, but now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Yeah, Jesus' world order. Yeah, like Jay said, a heavenly country.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he ain't ashamed to be called your God. He got a city. We are overcoming and overstanding by our faith in God, the Almighty, our Father. Kill him, Jesus. Yes, sir. Genesis. I'm finished, man. It's on you, Jim. It is on you, one.
Hey, man. Like you said, man, I'm going to piggyback verse 13, man. All these great people died in faith. They did not get the things that God promised his people, but they saw them coming far in the future and were glad. So they said while they was here on earth, they were like visitors and strangers on earth. You know what I mean? And then, but one thing we do know, if you zigzag that thing over to verse 36, let me tell you what else happened to people of faith. Verse 36 says some were laughed at and beaten. Others were put in chains and thrown into prison. Doesn't that sound familiar? In your day, in your last few 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of existence, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents' existence, oh, they didn't hear me. Some were laughed at and beaten. Others were put in chains and thrown into prison. Verse 37 says they were stoned to death. They were cut in half, and they were killed with swords. See, some wore the skins of sheep and goats. See, they were poor, abused, and treated badly. Verse 38, the world was not good enough for them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and holes in the earth. Verse 39, see, all these people are known for their faith, but none of them received what God had promised. But God planned to give us everything, something better, so they would be made perfect, but only together with us. That word together with us represents unification. It represents unity. In other words, although they didn't see, we will still be joined together in unity with them, and our fulfillment of the promise is their fulfillment of the promise. That means we have to fulfill the promise. So no wonder why they laugh at us when they don't understand us. No wonder why they mistake our meekness, which is power under control, for weakness, which is no power or control. You understand?
Okay.
No wonder why they hate us, Oasis and Wanda and Jay, because we about that JWO, huh? We about that Christ world order, huh?
Yay.
That anointed world order, that wisdom world order, the one where each one is teaching one. And everybody is knowledgeable in the things of God, and not just a few people who want to selfishly control the knowledge and wisdom of God. But see, the world is in pain when wicked people rule, Oasis. But when the righteous stand up and take their place, the whole world is happy. It's time for the whole world to be happy. That's all I'm saying. Wonder what you're saying. I say, Wonder, what you saying?
I'm going to go back to the title. I'm going to say this. God got this. God got us. And Jesus is victorious. No, we don't lose. We win. We are set apart and we are set above. And nothing can bring us down. Nothing. Because even if we die, we live. And we live abundantly. So God got us. That's all I can say. God got this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mic check.
Yeah. Mic check.
Fill me with your spirit, Father.
What you about to do?
Decrease me, Lord, so that you can be
well,
in me.
Yeah.
I know your people suffer, Lord. Father, bring your kingdom. Resurrect life in these young folks.
They've been away too long, man. King status will be strong, man.
Send me, God, I'll go. I'll die for you, Lord.
Yeah. Why I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting the windy whistle. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting the windy whistle. I'm out the window. I'm out the window. I'm out the window.
I'm hitting them with these missiles.
He said, breathe fire, boy. Crucify them liars, boy. Crucify death, resurrection of the life, boy. Yeah, represent the Christ, boy. The one with wisdom to give life, boy. I know they confused now. We in the game certified to win. Who to lose now? They been breaking all the rules now. God told me to check all these fools now. Told me to get in the game and make them move now. So move now. Fireman, and I'm breathing fireman. Open up my mouth and I'm crucifying.
Well, I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting them with these missiles.
That kingdom music, boy. That kingdom moving, boy. I'm in the game to move you, boy. Open my mouth and pop, pop. I start shooting, boy.
The fire of God, and I told you I'm gonna move you, boy. I'ma hit them on every level, cause I'm sick of them. I'm feeding all this poison to these kids and them. God resurrected me up out the grave, and he filled me with his rage, and he let me out the cage. He told me to get them, so I'm getting them. No matter how I feel about him, he told me to get him. And if he got you in my vision, then I gotta hit him. He quit with these missiles and he told me to sick
him. Boy, I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles.
Yeah,
I'm out the window. Yeah, I'm out the window and I'm hitting with these missiles.
Who that is? Hanging out that window there.
This job you provided, scared of stones that they'll throw, so I won't draw the line. No one standing at as a vessel for these people out here dying. From earth to hell, lake of fire, got them frying. Make Isaiah's for the time, purge me with refining fire, or whatever it takes to show the hopeless your desire. Uncompromise my walk, that's why the laws refuse to listen. Prepare me for heat, Ramsey, it's too hot in hell's kitchen. More focus, more passion, more zeal for your word, more impatience and boldness to present Christ to the herd. Help me cling to my cross, cause these cameras always watching. They wanna justify their sin and try to mock you in the process. Paul says the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. So help me stand when they're against you while I speak your peace.
Let us speak your peace, Father. All these drug dealers and gang members, they need your peace, Lord. Next up, that man walking.
Hey yo, I love you and ain't no one here to judge you. We all came from the same sin, the same struggle. We shed tears and run crack, drink beers and gun clap. We ain't perfect neither, fam, we've been there and done that. And I'm here now cause something just burdens me. A judge could give you time, but God gives eternity. And it burns me inside thinking of eternity, a permanent time. Imagining people burning alive on judgment day. I'll be observing your eyes like, why didn't I just listen to his words of advice? You think you're giving up all this pleasure and sinning, but what you're really giving up is stress and addiction. And as my sentence gets written, I realize we're the dudes your parents been praying will get your attention. So we preach with godly conviction, knowledge and wisdom, we rebuke every demonic oppression.
In Jesus' name, we rebuke all demonic oppression. Know what I'm saying? Next up,
yo, blow the shofar, NY rapping the soul guard. Triple six scream when I spit Christ, 4x4 bar. Born in the boogie down, a slave to sin. Born again up in Middletown, now I'm praising him. Armor of God on, UGT squadron. Christ on the inside, wearing me like Long John. I was bred to live life in the trenches. Frontline soldier, preach with ascension. Where he leads, I will follow. The need is where I go. Telling all man everything that I know. Telling all man Christ is the way. Why put off to your deathbed when new life awaits today? Without Christ, life just wastes away. Stop trying to buy your freedom when the price is fully paid. If you in the sound of my voice, your moment's come. Stop fooling with the devil, have a play there with the sun.
Yeah, come to the sun. You know what I'm saying? It's about time we stop living that double life, man. Let's end this with a bang.
Yo, yo, they blast gunnies for cash money and fast honeys. There's nothing sacred, they killed a minister last Sunday. They put a gun to my temple, my theory is existential. No way I'm losing after what I've been through. Hurricanes and volcanoes, tsunamis, quakes and tornadoes. I spit the truth acknowledging it's potentially fatal. Another day, another battle, watch the stakes without the rattle. Got the faith to break the shackles, turn the mountains into grass. Dedication, no hesitation, no reservations. You so persistent on just smoking all the vegetation. Medication, prescription, devastation and sickness. Relationship over religion, revelation missing. Think you a player, but you getting played just like a sucker. You wanna curse me out like prisoner, you a mother, Pull out your heat, that's really sweet, but I'm a little tougher. Dark legions of demons, you all hard suffer. My God is holy, yo, and on his word I'm standing boldly. Yo, this is ministry, the industry just can't control me. I'm hot for God, rock while I rock for God. Pitbull, clipbull, spit off the top for God.
Yo, love and respect, man, this is Prisoner, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm shouting out, Arrows of Truth, mixtape volume 2, it's the real deal. Bow to the one greater than yourself, you understand? Kiss the ring, this is a real thing going on here. Do it!
We lost one generation, we losing another, huh? Yeah. You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these churches and this industry?
Let me in.
We lost one generation, we losing another, huh? Yeah. You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these radio stations? Come on,
let me in.
Man, it's not good for business. If this your reason, listen. There is something called the mission that's been God-given. Yeah. Different path, but still our purpose is the same. To seek and save that which is lost by preaching the name.
Jesus,
the Son of God, who died for us all. But there's some, unless we bring it like this, man, they won't listen at all. Are you saying just let these die and go to hell? Hell nah, to the cross we fail. Just leave me there. Just be the spot that marks the start for the revolution. Yeah. I guess you can call it a movement, cause we moving now. Yeah. Like brigades, laying our lives on the line. When your destiny is heaven, you don't mind dying.
At least for me,
I'm a soldier, I pledge my allegiance to Emmanuel, the only begotten son, Jesus. This world is dying for answers, perishing in its sin. Could it be I have the antidote?
Let me in.
We lost one generation, we losing another, huh? Yeah. You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these churches and this industry?
Let me in.
We lost one generation, we losing another, huh? then we in the door. Until then, remain faithful at heart, cause in the scheme of things, it's all about Christ. But we just playing our part. But it hurts, it seems nobody cares about these kids in the ghetto. Who's gonna meet them there? E-93 is there, in constant rotation. But us who rap for Christ, there's no support from my own stations. But then you say it's time to reach to you. Are you serious? And you wonder why I'm furious? This ain't no game. You ain't gonna reach these thugs in the ghetto with bird in my hair. And day by day I'm more convinced that's not your intent. So I proceed to open fire, exposing you phonies. If you was about winning souls, then this world would know me. This world is dying for answers, perishing in sin. I have the antidote.
Let me in.
We lost one generation, we losing another. You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these churches and this industry? We losing another, You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these radio stations? Come on,
let me in.
Sometimes I wanna quit, feel like throwing in the towel, cause opposition reigns and I'm trapped in the showers. Despite the hell I face in and out of my day, it seems evil arises even where I lay. But it won't take me, cause I'm more than a conqueror. I keep on running and hurling despite my obstacles. This world is dying and I vow to die trying to revive and defeat the passionate mission of Zion. Thoughts of my past sin got me gasping. Can I really reach the masses? I'm asking. And it's through this music that my voice is heard. And once it's heard, it delivers as long as it's a word. A generation of babies is out there going crazy. Insanity's gripping me, watching them die daily. The radio waves are cursed, promoting sin. It's gonna take God to get me in for sure. We lost one generation, we losing another, You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these churches and this industry?
Let me in.
We lost one generation, we losing another, You said you don't like it, but who said you had to love it? What about these kids who dying to sin to these radio stations? Come on,
let me in.
Yeah, I'm talking to the churches right now. We must come out of our traditional ways, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to the choice of music, a lot of us say, well, you know, I don't care for the gospel rap, you know, but maybe it's not for you, you know what I'm saying? But what about your kids, your grandkids, whose choice of music is rap or hip-hop, huh? What about your kids and the artists that they choose to listen to? Artists like Eminem, 50 Cent, Tupac Shakur.
Hey, too. Hey, this generation is so unimpressed with Jesus Christ, man. I think we ought to take a minute to just elevate them. Let's just brag on them real quick. Here we go.
Big J, big E, big S, capital. Big U, big S, big C, capital. H-R-I-S-T, all capital. Figure when you talk about a king, that's apropos. Yeah, I never tried to use rap to catapult myself into the forefront. Never did a...
Let's just brag on them real quick. Here we go.
Big J, big E, big S, capital. Big U, big S, big C, capital. H-R-I-S-T, all capital. Figure when you talk about a king, that's apropos. Yeah, I never tried to use rap to catapult myself into the forefront. Never did it for capital. I ain't even gone front. Caught up in grappling. But who should get shine? Jesus Christ the eye. But I'm just the average Joe. Jesus Christ the God. Rise above the status quo. We and out the crowd. Go put on my hat and coat. It's freezing outside. In this cold, cold world, competing for God's child. That's why.
See, that's why we need the Lord, man. To get all these things competing for our time, our attention, our affection. Christ should be premier above all things. Let's talk about him some more.
Big J, big E, big S, period. Big U, big S, big C, period. H-R-I-S-T, man, period. No name dropping, but Christ is superior. The all-stars, no flaws, no faults, no wrongs, no cons. Christ is alive, and if I wasn't a disciple and I wasn't in the Bible, a certain rapper would probably be my idol. Of course, I would be off course. Big change, big things, big dreams, extremely divided like split screens. Between that demon and Christ, as king of my portion, or pushing them out to get things. That's why.
Now you know I ain't done yet, right? Had to bring a little help with me. Pastor, Father in the face.
which is inferior. Imperial king on the throne, either love him or leave him alone. But you can't do both, it's either or. The lamb or the lion at roars, son of man or the rider on a horse. Much more than a product in a store. Choose thee this day or see the hand that is writing on the wall. No, he is not common at all. All eyes on him. Hold your jewels, he got a priceless gem. Get you out to pay the price for sin. Nobody, and built the whole body like a private gem. Nobody, nobody but him. He's Superman, but godly, your body to Clark Kent. Yeah, he came to save the day. Why was he trading the play? And it took your world that is fading away. Candy painting wood grain decay. Okay, but Christ will never leave, man, he came to stay. So never mind falling, he falls greater. No better time to call him, he falls greater. The planets and the stars, that's his wallpaper. The Father's open book, man, no false data. Read.
Yeah.
Giddy, got it good, never been to Hollywood, Hollywood, probably would, act just like Jesus if I probably could, probably would, hop out on some demons screaming God is good, bust out in the praise band quick, then get on the tour, cities all decayed, yeah they all in ruin, y'all been doing hard against y'all brother, now y'all think y'all cool. Hot, full of God rap, aim that y'all probably throwing, pulled on the wicked, poor, wicked doing, take it to him, say it all out. In the scriptures, let the scriptures prove it, listen to it, easy, God, I'm crazy about this Christian music, walk by faith, not by sight, we about to really do it, this here is not my fight, God is about to bring me through it, promised land, bring me to it, Holy Spirit, keep me moving, overheating, leaking, cooling, tell my brothers, all my sisters, all my Christians, we can do it, we can do it, yeah, yeah, we can do it, we can do it, we can do it, G-O-D, G-O-D, God on deck, but you know about he, J-C, pay my debt, all my debt with a really high fee, yeah, G-O-D, G-O-D, God on deck, but you know about he, J-C, pay my debt, all my debt with a really high fee.
Thank you Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all.
Thank you Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all.
And it just get better, y'all.
According to your Bible, we can conquer Diablo, cast them out with the rest of the cargo, out in the ocean, yeah, Leonardo, dance on the devil, Marco Polo, heaven my home, kinda like a hobo, fellowship, kick it like a dojo, holy strip, kinda like a promo, big event, no one trying to go, yo, even if I gotta go solo, all about justice, kinda like a popo, serve and protect, the cop is a robo, blood of the lamb on a post of my dodo, dirty little devil, right to the go, yo, he ain't on my level, y'all, something to the floor, yo.
Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all. We gon' live forever, y'all. And it just get better, y'all. We gon' live forever, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus,
we gon' live forever, y'all.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.